Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. The Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, my friend John Reed, is going to be here in just about a half an hour. Chat with him about what's going on in the last couple of weeks of the campaign. Two fundraisers for Jay Jones have now been canceled. What does that mean? I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I don't know. It could mean that, maybe he's going to step aside, right? It's possible. And then during the debate, Abigail Spamberger would be able to say, well, I make the tough calls. I got him to step aside. Maybe that's what's going on. Or with the huge bucks rolling in to the Virginia Democrats from California and New York, maybe he just doesn't need any more fundraisers. I don't know. That's the bottom line. I don't know. But it is something to think about. Figure it out at some point, I suppose. I am looking for some good suggestions on the clothing. Do I take the time and put them all up on eBay? Has anybody done that? Because when I tell you, I got a lot of stuff. I'm telling you, I got a lot of stuff. And it's good stuff. I'm not trying to brag here, but it's good stuff. Seriously, it's some good stuff. It's some good stuff. So let me know. I'd like to be able to help people out if I can. And at the same time, you know, make a couple of bucks and turn it into the Katz Children's Benevolent Fund. That would be okay. That wouldn't be a bad thing, right? Seriously. All right. A lot of other stuff that you and I have got to talk about, but I do want to remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Germ, did you pop into the conference room? The meeting is still going on, isn't it? The staff meeting? It is. I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts it's still going. It started at 11:30 this morning, so, you know, they're not even close to wrapping. Yeah, well, keep us updated, all right? Just let us know. And no, I will not be updating anybody on the love triangle involving a puppy in Henrico. I had to come in for this staff meeting today. And one of the highlights, of course, was chatting with my friend Charles Pyle and to Sarah Huffman, who do such great jobs back in our newsroom. I keep telling you about Charles, man. It's like 2 years now he's been in place and just has upped the quality of news in a way I'm just blown away. I mean, I've been here, was it 13 years, Germ? 13 or 14 years? I think, well, whatever. Yeah, 13 or 14 years. And the news has never been as professional and as competent and as well delivered as it has been for the last 2 years. Simple as that. I've seen a lot of people travel through that newsroom. And Charles is head and shoulders above them all. And Sarah is fantastic. Anyway, I'm just bragging. But so, yeah, I ventured back into the newsroom, and they're talking about this story involving two human beings, a dog, and a really inappropriate relationship and some court appearances. And I thought, well, it's interesting, but no, I'm not going to look into it that much. I can't bring myself to do that. God, but the puppy is okay. That's what I've heard. The dog is fine. The two alleged creepy people, they're working their way through the criminal justice system. Let's just leave it at that. Germ, I know I sent you a little snippet of audio today, and then we did have some soggy salad stuff from yesterday because we didn't have time to get to all of them. So if you can, I know there's a couple left over from yesterday. If you don't mind pulling those up, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States, was facing off against that, what's his name, Turban Dick Durbin. That's what they used to call him. And she just dismantled this guy over and over and over again. And I wanted you to enjoy it as much as I had. So why don't we do this, Germ, just to refresh everybody's memory, if you would. It's left over from yesterday, but it's cut number one, Pam Bondi and Dick Durbin.
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House with you, Chair, Ranking Member.
I noticed that. What's the secret? Why do you want to keep this secret? The American people don't know the rationale behind the deployment of National Guard troops in my state. The word is, and I think it's been confirmed by the White House, they are going to transfer Texas National Guard units to the state of Illinois. What's the rationale for that?
Yeah, Chairman, as you shut down the government, you voted to shut down the government, and you're sitting here, our law enforcement officers aren't being paid. They're out there working to protect you. I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump. And currently, the National Guard are on the way to Chicago. If you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will.
Been on this committee for more than 20 years. That's the kind of testimony you expect from this administration. A simple question as to whether or not they had a legal rationale for deploying National Guard troops becomes grounds for a personal attack. I think it's a legitimate question. It's my responsibility. She refuses to answer as to whether she had any conversation with the White House about deploying national troops to my state.
Your city has a murder rate 5 times higher than New York's. 571 homicides last year. If you were serious about protecting your people, you would be asking this administration for help. You're saying that we're coming into your state and your city. We're there to help make America safe and Illinois safe, whether or not you want to.
Wow. Wow. You know the worst part of that? As I was listening to it, it's the fact that he says, I've been on this committee for 20 years. That's part of the problem. I don't know if he just can't get up. I've been sitting here in this room for 25 years asking the same. Hey, look, you're a fraud and a phony, a lot like your pal, Dick Blumenthal. God, talk about another phony. She called him out as well. I love that. We'll listen to that in just a moment. Tomorrow morning, please, starting at 6 a.m., you know, Richmond's Morning News is on, and Rich Herrera hosts that. I think you're going to enjoy that program a great deal. Make sure you are listening, again, starting at 6 a.m. And then tomorrow as well, we have some special programming, which you're definitely going to need to pay attention to. So, of course, I will be here from 3 until 6. And I will bring to you tomorrow from 3 until 6 the same level of mediocrity that I try and deliver each and every other day. Look, if you set the bar lower, way easier to hit it. That's all I'm saying. But from 6 until 7, joining me on the air will be Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News, as well as Charles Pyle, our news director. And we're going to do a little pre-gaming for the debate. There's only one debate taking place between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, and it's an hour. Obviously, you know which way I'm going to vote. That's hardly a secret. But I would like to think you'd have more interaction, that there'd be more discussion, there'd be more debates. We're supposed to go to the polls and select the best person, the best woman in this case. We're supposed to select the best woman for the job as governor of my beloved Commonwealth with, what, 8 million people? I think there should be more debates than just one that lasts 60 minutes. But it is what it is. So, again, tomorrow from 6 until 7, I will be here. Charles Pyle will be here. Rich Herrera will be here. We'll do this sort of pregame, get ready. Let's pay attention to the debate. And then from 7 till 8, live right here on News Radio WRBA, you will be able to listen to, and I would suggest you listen to it, the debate between Lieutenant Governor Sears and Ms. Spanberger. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Look at that, 4:20, and Steve the Painter says, hey, Jeff, what do you think was actually in those Scooby snacks? Again, Shaggy. Was Shaggy just, like, getting stoned on his own, or was Shaggy using the Mystery Machine as cover to distribute things? You know, because he was, I believe that he was an undocumented pharmacist. That's what I have always believed. All right, what else we got here? Okay, a lot of suggestions now on the clothing. All right, Jeff, you could take him to Goodwill, get a tax write-up on everything up to $500. Yeah, I got way more than $500 worth of clothing in that closet. Really, I got a lot of stuff in there, and it's good stuff. I never skimped on clothing. That because I did so much television for so long. And I still do a lot with Newsmax, but I don't need pants for Newsmax. That's a night, not full pants. I mean, I can wear gym shorts and just get dressed from the waist up, which is what I do, and I like that. But back when I was doing Fox and CNN all the time, I had to go to studios. Nobody has to do that anymore, which is beautiful. So I've got a lot of good stuff, and I don't want to throw it away. If I have to, I'll just take it down to Goodwill, I guess, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of stuff in there. Jeff, don't be a clothes hoarder. My husband thinks his disco and urban cowboy clothes are still coming back in style. He will never let them go. There must be a lot of memories in those polyester suits. Cheers, Pam in Hanover. I hear you, Pam, although I will tell you, I don't have anything like that. I don't have anything ridiculous. This is all stuff that's legit, right? You could wear it to an office. You would be fine. You could wear it to an event. You could wear it on television, and you would be fine. So it gives you an idea of the caliber of the clothing. Hey, Jeff, having raised four rugrats and passing clothes down from one to the other, I still had a bunch of good clothes every couple of years. I asked my local church if they wanted them. They were very grateful. They always have a family or two needing help. I've left bags of clothes at two other churches anonymously, and I'm sure they found a place for them as well. Yeah. Jeff, some houses of worship have mini shops for people entering the workforce. Oh, good point. Why? Used to as well. I don't know if they still do. And, of course, you've got folks at Pamunkey. They might have some suggestions. You're the best, R. in Richmond. All right, well, thank you, R. I know that I'm the best, but I'm just trying to do my part. That's it. 804 says, Jeff, donate them. Definitely not worth trying to sell them on eBay. Okay. Jeff, 804, says, my husband's disco clothes are considered good stuff, too. I am telling you right now. There's no disco. There's not. They're legit, decent clothing. Hey, Jeff, you could donate the clothes to the Fix Men's Ministry. It has a store in King William, Virginia. Kara says, thanks for all that you do. All right, I will look into that. Boots to Suits has been suggested by my friend Jeb Hockman. I will look into that as well. All right. We got some time here, Germ. Why don't we take cut number two? Our Attorney General Pam Bondi. Oh my gosh, she is, well, she's still got a lot to say. Let's do cut number two from AG Bondi, please.
I believe cutting federal grant programs to law enforcement in my state and across the nation does not make us any safer, and you've done just that. You've supplanted that decision by sending in National Guard troops to California and other places. That is a situation where the governors have not asked for that help. If you truly wanted to do this on a bipartisan basis, you wouldn't defy a governor, you would work with them. I'm prepared to do that. I'm prepared to work with this administration. But cutting these grants to law enforcement does not make us any stronger as a nation or give us the tools we need to reduce crime in Chicago.
And you're conflating two issues. Cutting grants. I was very clear about what grants we've cut and what grants we haven't. Only 7%. And if you have a grant in Illinois that you think that I've cut that is not protecting law enforcement officers or your people, you personally call me and I will work with you to turn that grant back on. I think many of the Democrats here can tell you I have worked with them to turn grants back on. There's an appeal process. Tell me a specific grant that I have turned off in Illinois that would help law enforcement, and I will work with you. But you have not done that.
The National
Guard is on the way right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, so is Director Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. You're sitting here grilling me, and they're on their way to Chicago to keep your state safe.
Madam Attorney General, it's my job to grill you.
It actually isn't, but okay. What am I going to do? I'm going to lecture the guy. I've been here for 20 years. I still can't ask a question that makes sense. Well, that's your problem then, Dick. I don't know what else to tell you. Coming up in just a couple of moments, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed is going to be here. Looking forward to hearing what's happening with him out of the campaign trail. Maybe, just maybe, he's had a sighting of Ghazala Hashmi. I mean, she's number three on our list. We got Carmen Sandiego, number one, we're looking for. Number two, Scooby-Doo. Number three, Ghazala Hashmi. So far, no success with any of them. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.